Let today be a day where you take nothing for granted, for life is fleeting, fragile, and precious, and can change on a whim. Say all the things you really want to say to your loved ones today. Say the things you would regret should they pass on, and your words remain unspoken. Rejoice, for you and they are alive today, and should you or them pass on to unknown shores, rejoice. Even more, for you have a wonderful love story to tell. Jackson Kittard. Good morning. I'd like to thank Reverend Bert Sumikawa and the Mo'ili Ili Honganji for inviting me to speak today. Before I begin my talk, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Inhaling through your nose and slowly exhaling through your mouth. There. Didn't that deep breath make you feel slightly more relaxed? Now there's tons of research talking about how deep breathing helps your health, but I'm not here to talk about that. Today's talk will be on breaths and really living in the moment. Do you remember the last time that you actually consciously remembered to breathe before I just asked you to? Was it earlier this week during a meditation class? Was it at the doctor's? Don't worry, like most people, I don't remember the last time I consciously remembered to breathe before I just asked you to also. Research says that an average human takes 20,000 breaths in a day. That's a whole lot of breaths I'm not remembering. In a few weeks, my nephew will be turning 6 years old. And while now he may be your average kindergartner, he wasn't always that way. My nephew was born 3 months premature and was held at Kapi'olani Medical Center's Neonatal Intensive Care Unit for the beginning of his life. If you have ever been to the NICU, as it is commonly referred to, you know that though it is filled with dozens of cute babies, it is also filled with tons of machines that beep constantly. My nephew, in his early days just out of the womb, needed the help of a machine to help him breathe. As my nephew grew, he began to learn to breathe without the aid of the machines. Though when my brother and sister-in-law would hold him, they would need to gently remind him to breathe by patting him. While all this was going on, I couldn't help but think that I'd never thought to breathe unless I was at the doctor's or in a meditation class. My body had become so used to doing that one action that it was doing it over and over again without me having to consciously think about it. Like many people in our society, I too have become a victim to what I call unconsciously conscious living. The unconsciously conscious living for me is when I wake up and go through the motions of everyday life, some of which include interactions with people I care about, but I don't really take in the moment. I spend much of this unconscious, consciously living doing one of three things. Going through the motions of my everyday life, planning for a future as I think it should be, or living vicariously through other people's social media posts. I will often go days and sometimes even weeks where I'm living like this before I am awoken by a tragic event that sometimes happens to me directly or sometimes to my close friends and family. I would like to illustrate this point through a story. One of my friends from college, Crystal, and I always promised each other that we would take a trip together after college, just a girls' trip, to get together and celebrate life. After college, I moved home, and she stayed in Utah. And though there were thousands of miles between us, that didn't fade our friendship. We would always talk and plan trips for us to meet up, and always, for one reason or another, these trips would never happen. Several months had passed since Crystal and I had last spoken, and the last update on her social media was that she was recovering from the flu. I had hoped to hear from her soon with one of our marathon phone conversations that would last for hours. However, in July, several years ago, I got a call from one of our college friends that Crystal passed away. I could barely breathe when he told me those words. This couldn't have happened. She had just updated that she was recovering from the flu, and now she was gone. It didn't seem fair that someone so young could just be gone in the blink of an eye. I still miss her every day and think of her often. I only regret that Crystal and I never took any of the trips we planned. And yes, I do plan on taking one of the trips we planned someday, which I'm hoping is sooner than later. In closing, I want you to take one more deep breath with me. This time, I want you to pay attention to your breath as it and feel how it fills you and then leaves softly. Feel how your chest rises and falls and your shoulders move. I want you to notice and realize that in this solitary moment, everything is silent, still, complete, without worries, distractions, fears. In this moment, everything is okay. Namu Amida Butsu.